The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on at 7:37 in the great city of Chicago on a free ticket Friday again, 45 past the hour on this show, Carmen Yerk. Waddle Sylvie on your home for Chicago White Sox baseball.
And we're also keeping our eyes on the Olympics as the introductions are taking place. They've been rolling out there with all the flags and the introductions since 6 this morning.
Yep.
Senegal being introduced right now. All the bright colors. You know, yep. I like the opening ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
It's countries I don't know.
Yeah.
That I'm learning.
Like, oh, they have a team.
The best is when you see a country that only has like 4 people participating in the Olympics. So they walk out, they've got the flag bearer, and then they have like 3 people behind them. And I always look at those countries and say to myself, I guarantee I could make the Olympics in some sport in that country. I promise I could.
There is Danny Zetterman representing Senegal. Yes.
That would be a tough sell.
That would be a tough sell.
Why?
Oh, I mean, it's... And there's St. Kitts. Ah, we got to go there
Kitts
one day.
And Nevis.
Is that one person? Or they have one athlete, right?
Or, you ever been to St. Kitts? They got plenty. They got plenty of athletes there, okay?
But it literally looks... I think Mellor's right. There were 2 people walking. See, I promise you, the 4 of us could make the Olympics at that country at something.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
There's a lot of, again, there's a lot of athletes there. They're just not represented in the Olympics.
There is the... Olympian, the powerlifter for St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and I walk in, and people are like, that guy got no chance.
Oh, God! I just love the colors, man. And now we're getting to the tropical islands. Like, okay, got to visit those places. And, you know, I'm a longtime St. Martin guy and first-time caller. I love St. Martin.
My brother's been there. I haven't. I was just in St. Lucia before the pandemic.
Beautiful, man.
It's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
I get an antenna and set up a radio
station. They
have
2 athletes. 2 for St. Lucia.
Again, relatively speed. There's 2 that arrived, but there's plenty on the island.
No question.
Plenty.
Well, you know who's got to be really upset? Do you, if they're even watching this, did you see the story about the Polish swim team?
Why did I think I saw that? I read that.
So 6 members of Poland had to be sent home because of an administration error. They're only allowed 17 athletes on their swim team,
mm-hmm.
and apparently they submitted 23. So 6 people who thought they were going to be participating in the Olympics from Poland. You can write your own joke.
I was going to wait for your joke off the air on
that. I'm not going there.
It's either you or Yerk.
An administrational error caused 6 athletes who were expecting to compete in the Olympics from Poland, dedicating, like, think about that, 5-8 years of your life, your whole lifetime. And 6 of them had to go home because of an administration error.
Who was doing the administrative work? Dale Talon?
Oh! Wow.
Here's a draw.
Maybe Stan Bowman.
All right.
That's the least of their concerns.
You were saying.
So there was a tweet sent out by the Chicago Bears that triggered Jeff Mellor.
Always.
Jeff, why were you so triggered by something they tweeted?
Danny, do you want to set it up? Because this came to my attention this morning.
Okay, so the Bears tweeted out, these 4 will combine for blank sacks this season. These 4 will combine for blank sacks this season. I saw the tweet and I thought it was something interesting we should talk about. The 4 players in the tweet are Khalil Mack. Mm-hmm. Sure, of course he belongs there. Mm-hmm. Roquan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Akeem Hicks and Bilal Nichols.
And so they chose 4 Bears to put on this list, obviously, because they can only put 4 photos on Twitter, on social media. So those were the 4 they selected. And I immediately asked the question, why is Roquan Smith on this? Where is Robert Quinn?
Correct. There's no Eddie Goldman.
Which is fine. We don't expect Eddie Goldman to be in. If you can only pick four Bears.
We don't even know if he's going to really show up until he does.
Yeah, and that's understandable. I can understand why they would maybe distance themselves right now from putting him in social media posts because, like Danny just said, it's kind of vague as to whether or not they can count on him this season. But to not have Robert Quinn, who, look, I understand he was a huge disappointment last season. Had two sacks, right? But they spent a lot of money on Robert Quinn, who was coming off an 11.5 sack season. And in a simple social media post, you put Roquan Smith, who's a middle linebacker. He had four sacks last year. I love Roquan Smith. I can make the argument that as good as Khalil Mack is, Roquan Smith may this season be a better player at his position. But Robert Quinn needs to be on this. If Roquan Smith is out sacking Robert Quinn this season.
Well, then Robert Quinn officially goes down as a bust.
And things have gone sideways for the Bears defense if they're going to be a competitive unit this year.
So how many sacks do you believe that Roquan Smith will have this year? This is not really his position, but do you think he'll get some kind of coverage sack? One or two?
So I'm going to say he has two sacks.
Listen, they may blitz him. He had four last year.
Yeah.
But that's probably the upper echelons of what you're going to expect from a middle linebacker who excels in coverage in the modern NFL.
And is awesome against the run.
Well, Jeff, maybe this is a shot at Quinn.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Like, if this isn't QB1 bad in terms of social media tweets, but we should maybe start compiling a list of bad tweets by Bears social media right now.
Yeah, because from what I've learned, QB1, when they told Nagy about it, he's like, we did what? We did what? Ryan Pace apparently did not know. The head of media relations did not know. Mm-hmm. So they got this rogue social media person that puts QB1 out there. Everyone's like, what? Yep. Why?
And fine, maybe you want Roquan Smith on that post because he's the, you know, one of the faces of the defense. I can understand that argument, but why is Robert Quinn not on there instead of then Bilal Nichols? Am I irrational here, guys?
You're always irrational when it comes to these things on Twitter because it doesn't make sense.
But let's not participate in the dumbing down of fans. Robert Quinn, if this team is going to be a good unit defensively, Robert Quinn is probably going to have to be an impactful player this season.
I agree.
He better be.
I mean, when we're talking sacks, it's Mac and Quinn. That's my hope as a Bears fan.
Yeah. But I think also from the young social media person looked at the number of sacks with Quinn and they're like, oh, God, we're not going to add him to the list. We'll add Roquan Smith. Now, again, I think we know football well enough to know that Quinn's got to be part of this foursome. But again, we're talking about young people that are looking at stats. That's what it was, Meller. I mean, again,
sacks for Quinn last year.
That, but you know, some 19, 20-year-old was looking at it as like, I can't put Quinn in there. Probably even know what position he plays. He just looked at numbers, she looked at numbers.
Right. I think you're absolutely right. But then why didn't that occurred to me, why didn't Mario Edwards Jr. then get posted? Because he was amongst the top four sack artists on the Bears last season.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood
on ESPN 1000
and the ESPN Chicago app.
Cody and I are watching the intros, the opening ceremony for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Turkmenistan, they had a guy built like me walk in.
Oh, he looks like a real athlete.
Yeah.
Not.
Weightlifter.
And now Tonga. And that guy's going to go viral because he is just jacked.
Not just that.
They're wearing...
Not just that.
He's shirtless.
Not just that.
They wet them down before they come in so he can... his body's shining.
He's got pro wrestler oil on.
Yes.
He's got the body oil on. Like from the Isle of Tonga, they oil their athletes down. Shirtless, walking in like a pro wrestler.
Correct.
Hoodie, that's straight out of the ADO stereotype playbook for WWE. It is straight out of that playbook.
I mean, that is something, man. He is oiled up. I didn't know they had strip clubs as a sport.
Like, he looks like a Chippendale.
He really did. I mean, oiled up WWE, oiled up guy from the Isle of Tonga.
I wanted to ask for some advice.
From who?
From you.
You want to talk to me about advice?
I need advice.
Wow.
I always ask your advice.
But but you're my mentor. I come to you for advice.
But I grew up listening to you.
Yeah. You were a small black child of the South Side listening to me. I remember it well. Yes.
Very
well. Yes.
So my son's getting married tomorrow.
Yes.
Nick is marrying Maggie, the pride and joy of Seattle, Washington. I'm going to have to make comments to the wedding.
Well, I understand that, you know, listen, you do this very well at the top of your head as a broadcaster, but it's got to be a little bit more giving, right? It's got to come from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say don't write anything out. Just come from the heart. Now, I heard you earlier today practicing your speech. Let's go through it and see whether or not you could utilize this speech here for the wedding. Let's go back in time. Before our show, I know that you were trying to practice and see if this is something that you could use. Let's play that audio now, Mellor.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? I'm David Kaplan, and I am the father of Nick. And I'm just telling you, first off, I'm happy for my son, Nick, his bride, Maggie. Welcome to the family, Maggie. Welcome to the family. And I just want you to know, Maggie, the Cubs are done. I mean, they're finished. KB is an absolute I mean, he comes to the plate the other night, and I'm saying, oh, he's going to play. It's unbelievable. This guy plays what he wants to play. I'm just not a fan. I'm just telling you. Nick, I'm so proud of you. We've come a long way, son, haven't we? We've come a long way. And I'm just telling you, Nick, the Bears, they're going to be really good this year. My guy, Ryan Pace, I'm just telling you, they're going to have a special season. Mindy, she's my wife. Mindy, I love you, and I'm glad we're getting married on this special day. What? I mean, it was just like yesterday that we met, and now we're getting married today. So I'm just happy to be with you, and we're going to have a great ceremony. It's great. Waddle, you're my guy. I mean, we're always going to be friends. I mean, I love that we're friends, and it's just great. I just want everyone to know that this is a very, very special day for me and Mindy here for our wedding. And I got to tell you, man, I'm getting a new tattoo. It's going to say, Tuna the Matote. Look at this. Look at this gun. I brought the guns to the gun show. Right here, I'm going to have Tune Out the Matote right here on this gun. Oh, God. And Maggie, I got to tell you, man, I'm so happy for you. And I'm happy because Baez is out of here. Are you paying that guy $200 million? No shot. You're not giving that guy $200 million. So raise your glasses, everybody, to me and Mindy. Baby, I love you. I'm so happy that we're here for this occasion for our wedding. Nick, what are you doing here? Take that.
Wow. Wow.
So don't use that.
I don't know. I actually enjoyed the Chris Bryan icebreaker. I think you open with that tomorrow.
Think so?
I think, yeah. So, that's a strong move.
You definitely have to use the part about it being your and Mindy's wedding.
That would be hilarious.
I forgot. I got caught up in it. I saw Mindy and thought, this is our occasion.